Blog Talk Radio.
That's the number if you want to get through. 563-999-3783. Hey. Hello, Tales Corner family. Man, did I miss y'all this weekend.
Yeah.
Tell them. Hey, listen. Sister and I were talking, and it was like, okay, we don't have no show tomorrow. We don't have no show today. We don't have no show later. But we still talking sports, doing what we do. And I'm like, damn, y'all, this would be a good conversation to have with the Tales Corner family, because I'm telling y'all, I know Reese, my lady, and Tang, Jesus man, husband, excuse me, be like, them bammers talk sports all the damn. If we're not talking CNT fashion, if we're not talking CNT fashions, I'm going to say it again, fashions and things. Got that mouth?
Yeah.
And when she say things, she talking about underwear, eye treats. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I looked at that, Joan. I was like, damn it, she's selling draws, man.
I was like, she's got draws, y'all. She's got draws.
Or TNT fashion. They sell it? That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I wear boxes. So,
I got it. I only had some ladies this time.
Yeah, and it was all ladies. Let me get that out there. It was all ladies and dresses and purses and Butter Timberland. Did I say Butter Timberland?
You said Butter.
Yeah, Butter.
Yes, you did.
Butter Timberland. A brother called me. He was happy and excited of getting his black-on-black double sold. Y'all talking about? Hey, y'all.
Now, talking about.
Fashion's taking over. I'm sure I don't remember the last time I went to the mall and bought a sweatsuit or a pair of shoes or a belt.
Yeah.
For that much.
Yeah.
You know, I look up there and I'm like, damn, I got all these Gucci belts there. I got to get something else. I saw the Ferragamo belt and them don't come
home
direction.
With.
It's coming home. Hey.
Yes.
Y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all, this seemed like one of the longest weekends ever.
Yeah.
It really, truly did. It felt like we were, you know, just like on a trip to the moon, and we spent around a couple of times, and now we back, and we on the corner. Yeah, I talk about.
Yeah.
I welcome you all our live in-studio guests, all our online corner crew, my Betty. Hey, my Betty, girl, wait till we get to football. You hear me? You just wait. You just wait. Thank you. I'm going to say it now. Thank you. Okay, y'all. Lady T, is there anything you would like to say? I'm sorry. I'm just rambling.
No, you did a good job with the TNT fashion. That's all I need right there. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, I did a good job. Gold star for Kale. Hey, listen, y'all. I have to say happy birthday to my, I call her my little sister, Meemaw's niece, Kippy.
Okay.
Tiffany Beth, and I call her, her name is Tiffany. I call her Too Tough Tiff. So happy birthday, Too Tough Tiff. Sorry so late, but happy birthday to you. And I really hope you had a great time party. Her husband is a diehard Green Bay fan. So the same way I go at Tang for the Cowboys and Ted with the Chicago, I go at him with them Green Bay cheeseheads. Yeah, that, that. So yeah,
I know that's
great
right.
Time. Happy birthday, little sis, and I hope every dream and every wish came true for you. Go ahead, T. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm good. I just want to say. We, everybody here at Kale's Corner, we love you, baby girl. We love you so very much. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, y'all. I got back
okay.
Up, y'all. She got my back, y'all. She got my back. All right, y'all. On today's episode, we will take a look at all things going on in the NBA. That's the East and West top five teams and a few honorable mentions. We're going to jump into this combine, y'all, and the NFL. It seemed like the NFL, like, nah, y'all ain't leaving me out of Kale's Corner. We got a few moves that I need to be talking about. So, yeah, we're going to discuss that as well. We're going to discuss the top hold on. Let me get the note. I don't want to lie to y'all. We're going to discuss the top seven. Top seven defensive tackles and the top 12 cornerbacks from this weekend's NFL combine.
Yes.
And I'm telling y'all, I don't know if y'all watched the combine because I know a lot of us were caught up with the NCAA being as though this was championship weekend. And, hey, it, some good games were had, but y'all know me. I love basketball, but I'm in love with football. So, you know,
right.
I watch the combine, and I'm trying to tell you, it just seemed like every year that thing get better to me, you know. We're also going to discuss the latest franchise tag, the teams and players that were franchise tagged. All these topics and much, 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 much more on today's Kale's Corner episode. And when y'all say, well, you only really came out with two things, the NBA and the NFL. Why? When the conversation start going somewhere else, I'm going to just say much. You know what I mean? That's all I'm going to say, much. Okay. We want your opinion known. You know, we want to hear what you think, what you, you know, feel from these different topics. So join Lady T and the Online Corner Crew. Online Corner Crew. It seems like I always got to say that two times. Yeah. Lady T and the Online Corner Crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or you can join in with the conversation with DMV Kale, Lady T, and all our live in-studio guest at 563-999-3782. I'm telling y'all, Kale's Corner, we something different of a sports show. We are really something different of a sports show each and every Tuesday, Thursday evening, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. Know what I'm talking about? So don't be coming with that Western time zone and talking about, ain't on at 5 o'clock. No, we said Eastern.
Right.
We said Eastern. And our number here is 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. T, you got anything you want to add?
That we love them all and miss them so very much over this weekend. I swear we miss y'all so very much. I swear we did.
Well, I don't know about love, but I like y'all. This song is dedicated to my co-host and myself. We'll be right back.
Yo. Chuck Rock coming back on for 1990. Word up. Kick this out to my man Rob Swinger, Hot Dog Dinky, Manager Butt Ev Lover, you know what I'm saying? Dr. No. Here we go. The hitman, yo, you know it. The verse quencher, the man on the sequencer. He was here to kick a 16 bar. He's not a rap star, not saying that I am, but on the jam. I'm gonna kick a little, not a Dr. Seuss riddle. No cats and hats, box and some socks. Back to the DJ jocks, check your clocks. Half past what? Time to bust nuts. Not a pistachio, he uses a Casio keyboard and a Tascam board to click in the B-50. Get nifty, born with the gift. Time to get pissed. Not with the manufacturing of a split. He never wrote one.
Never wrote one.
The beat gave me the high that brought fame to us. Said, how we gonna kick it, huh?
Okay. All right, y'all. NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo is kind of upset with the NBA because they have revoked the triple-double that he got against the Washington Wizards Sunday night in a team victory. They beat the Wizards. Because they said Giannis purposely missed the layup to get 10 rebounds to complete the triple-double. When do you think Giannis really did that? I think maybe he did.
I think it was dumb of them to take it away from him. Because, he did shoot the ball, and he missed it on purpose. Even if it was in the middle of the game, if he would have did that, it would have been a rebound. But I'm not mad either way. But it did take away from his stats. So I'm not happy about that it took away from his stats. But I am a little salty that they took it away. I am a little salty.
Okay. Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Let's bring brother Ted in. What it do, Ted?
Hey, what's going on, Kel? Corner family. Hey, Lady T. Hey, what's going on, Kel? How y'all doing?
Beautiful. No. Ted, we are amazing.
Amazing.
Right.
That's my go-with. Truly indeed.
I had the honor of meeting Lady T this weekend. It was a pleasure. Yes, indeed.
And
Mr. Tang and the baby. Yes, it was a pleasure. As far as I forgot what you asked for.
Giannis with Giannis. The NBA revoking his
right. Yeah, he tried to do that. You know, he said it. You know, well, it, you know, with a wink and stuff like that. But I mean, he did it. Was it cool and the sport of the game,
right?
You know, I mean, it's been done before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's really no big deal to me, you know, really.
Right.
You know, it's really big deal, really. So, I mean, you know, I guess he's trying to keep, like you say, his streak alive as far as the double-double streak, you know.
No, that was a triple-double, dude.
So he's trying to keep that streak going. So, and, you know. Hey, listen, all these whole NBA youngers is cheating the game, man. You know, let's say that, okay?
Yeah.
They're cheating the game?
You know. Yeah, they cheating the game. They okay, a lot of them breaking records or what have you. As far as, let's say, LeBron, you know, he broke the record, true. But yet, like I say, he has, what, 2,000 three-pointers?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna say this
about that, Ted. That is an added stat, three pointers now in the league. So I was like you about it in the beginning. I was like, man, you know, Kareem did it the hard way with two. He didn't shoot any threes. Or if it was a three, it was an and one. So
yeah.
He did it the old-fashioned way. And as an old-fashioned kind of guy, I got to adhere to what today's rules are. And today's rules state that a player can shoot the ball from three-point line and be counted as three-point. It goes on his point percentages. So, you know, I can go with that. Now, what I can't go with is Giannis in this day and time pulling a Ricky Davis, purposely missing the shot to get a rebound to pad his stats. Now, that's just blatant. That's blatant to me. So, you know, I feel what you're saying, but you know, we old school dudes, man, and we love the old school grit and manner that the game was played in back in the day. But now, you know, hey, and look at it this way. The NBA has to do something to promote itself. So if self-promotion means allowing these guys these opportunities, then, hey, we just got to go with it. As much as we don't like it, we got to go with it. So that's just my.
I didn't know if he would have made it though, Kale. If he would have made it the shot, then they would have been. It would have been why he trying to get more points. The game over. Da, 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 you know what I'm saying? So he was gonna lose either way.
I hear people saying that as well. Giannis trying to rub it in that they won with that easy layup, but you know, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't in today's NFL.
Yeah.
Let's take another call. Let's go to Brother Lou in Jersey. Lou, where do you stand on this?
Hey, Lou.
Repeat the question.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, at the end of Sunday's game versus the Washington Wizards, purposely missed a layup to gather the rebound to pad his stats for the triple-double. But the NBA rescinded the rebound, and he missed, all he had was a double-double.
I heard. You know, well, I mean, he's done so much here. I don't know if this is going to, you know, make much of a difference. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he got the rebound, made his 10th, but I guess the officials saw it differently. But I really think, you know, he did make it. Not that he deserves it or not, but I think, you know, he's got really no right to complain. I mean, he's broken so many records for the Bucks on the franchise and whatnot. So why is he griping about this so much? I mean, really.
Well, the NBA is the one that's up in arms. The NBA is the one that I cannot believe he did that, you know. Giannis is a player.
Knowing him, I think
like,
he would.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. That's cool. That's cool.
Raquel, Russell Westbrook did. I'm sorry.
What'd you say, Ted?
Remember Westbrook did it when he was solidifying the record to Oscar? You know, and he was record to do this, you know, and he did it that season when he was having that triple-double and stuff, craze and stuff. So when he, like I said, when he broke the record with Oscar, he had done that in the past stats. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the NBA just being a little bit too serious with it, if you ask me. They're being a little bit too serious with it. You know?
They kind of pulled
it. I mean,
But it's a business.
What?
That's why they see it like that. It's a business. That's why they're being so anal about it, because we just think it's fun, all fun and games, and we just in it for the fun of it. They're in it for the business part of it. So that's why they probably so anal about it.
Mm. Yeah, I get that. Let's take another call on the situation. This is Seven, our Huckleberry. What
it do? All right, y'all get it, y'all. Kale, I see you did what I told you to do. Everything nice and warm, nice and warm. Way to go.
I can't take this, man. The walking,
you
man,
know.
What's up, Lady T? I'm gonna do a tang today. What's up, Lady T? Kale, Ted, Lou. And anybody else out there that I didn't hear them talk. How y'all doing?
Oh, no.
All right, listen.
Everybody good.
They didn't complain. I don't understand why the NBA being such hypocrites. And what's the difference when you know LeBron James needs 38 points to break the scoring record, and they feed him the ball all night long? You don't complain about that, you know? And then after he gets the scoring record, he gets the scoring record. He doesn't play for two more games. But this is, I've been wanting to say this. Why is it you can't play, but you can come fully dressed in a three-piece suit with hard shoes on, walk out on the court, give an interview, praise your family and everything, but you can't play for two games? Come on now. You know, let's stop being falling for the crazy stuff.
Two and a quarter, because he broke the record in the third quarter and then sat down for the whole fourth quarter. And they lost.
Yeah, thank you.
And they lost.
You look at that and you're like, okay, you could put it all out on the floor, lay it all out so you could get the record. But your team needs you to get into the playoffs.
Right.
And you going out,
right.
that boot crap that you walk around in that boot, that's all part of, like Sis say, that's all part of the business. That's all part of the business. You know, let's save our money cow right now, because he's still that money cow, no matter what we say.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You're right.
They kind of reserve him on fire, boy.
Hey man, hey, I'm well, Ted. You led it off, Ted. You led it off.
I ain't gotta even say nothing. You led everything right, man. Because, like you say, man, winning supposed to be important to him. You showed us how winning is important, more so than the rest of it and your status. You know, quote. Like I say, the All-Star to be completed to make the most All-Stars. Because why did you have to play the All-Star if it was so important? Why you didn't rest?
Thank you.
You don't play two games, you come back one game, then go to the All-Star and play your butt off, trying to get the MVP.
And can I say one more thing before y'all, just one more thing, I'm going to make it quick. Don't get mad at me because I like old school basketball. I like the way we played basketball back in the day. I understand that these players now are living in their time and they're living in the time that they're in, but you're not playing defense in the league. Mm. You're letting anything go up and down the court and everything. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, LeBron, mm-hmm. you broke the record, but these guys broke the records when they didn't have all the advantages. There weren't no three-pointers. Right. Kareem never mm-hmm. shot a three-pointer. You know, I think Sis mm-hmm. might have Sis said it about a month ago. He tried one three-pointer in his life.
Yeah.
In his life.
One.
So not taking anything from the younger stars, but the league is not as strong now. You got more advantages, mm-hmm. and nobody plays defense. 150 points a game a night is crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days, you get 100 points. It would have been amazing if you got 100 points back in Jordan them days.
Man, I remember
exactly.
Detroit. I remember Detroit holding team to 67,
mm-hmm.
76, 80 points. And if you got 100 on those Detroit Pistons, and I ain't talking about the bad boy Pistons. I'm not talking about the bad boy Pistons at all. I'm talking about the Pistons
right.
that played that monster defense. It's just and listen, we can't really fault today's players because it's the league that has changed things around. It's the league
exactly.
that has said offense sells tickets, fills seats. No, bruh, defense, because you know why? Defense wins championship, and people
yeah.
love a champion. Don't nobody want to sit there and watch a team score 130 and lose. Who wants to watch that?
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
No one wants to watch that. Let's take
if
another call.
If you score
y'all.
130, you should be in double overtime. It should be a double.
You know
overtime.
Exactly.
897, you with us on this corner? Is that my man? 897.
Say
yes,
your name.
Sir.
Where you from?
Yeah, that's Cap. That's Cap. You know
come
what?
On, Cap,
what
on the phone.
I'm writing it down right now, Cap. I'm writing it down right
Cap,
now.
I don't know why.
You ain't got my
I don't
number,
know
bro.
Why you write it down. That number gonna change, man.
Hey, look. I should have just wrote it without telling them. I should have just wrote it without telling them. Didn't even kept the same number.
Right.
Nah.
Come on, Cap.
Yeah.
How you feel,
Cap? Cap act like he in a corner somewhere going, hey, Gil, I got something to say to you, but I can't say it right now. I'll call you back.
Hey, look, Cap, what do you think about that, though? What do you think about the NBA taking away this man's triple-double because they said he missed on purpose to get the rebound?
Well, it wasn't Joker.
Mm.
Exactly.
Mm.
Oh, go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Come on,
Paul. I don't like the direction you're taking us in right now.
I do. Come on, Pat.
They wasn't the usual suspects.
Exactly.
No.
Listen. The NBA is so hard pressed on having a star that looks like a Joker or a Luka. You feel me? It's just so doggone. It's just so obvious and blatant. It's so annoying.
Exhausting.
It truly is.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the word. They tried it with Steve Nash when everybody was killing him on the
mm-hmm.
offensive end. But they give him back-to-back MVPs, but he couldn't. But the guy he was playing against was having 35 and 13.
Uh-oh.
Don't
do it, Cap.
Yeah. I'm done. Because I'm in a bad mood, so I ain't going to do all that because you know what they're doing with Lamar. So it's a theme tonight. It's a theme for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. And
Cap,
yeah,
don't do that. Don't do that, Cap. I got some words for you, Cap. Don't do that.
I'm almost tempted to tell my baddie to call in. Seriously. I'm almost tempted to say to request her. My baddie, you have been requested.
Ma, they want you to call
come
in,
on.
Ma. They want you to call in.
Come on, Tank. Come on, Tank. What's up? What do you say about it, Tank?
Kale's Corner Family, 857, you got to do it like this, bro. Kale's Corner Family, much love and respect.
Thank
What's
him.
Up, big bro? What's up, Mr.
What's
up,
bro?
What's up, Cap? Yeah. What's up, 57 and the rest of the Kills Corner crew? I love y'all.
What up,
yeah, hey, look, right?
Love you
hey,
too,
look, I feel y'all what y'all talking about. I feel the same way because we all seen everybody pat their stats. We even seen them do it on football. We seen when Reggie
yep.
White had
yep.
to get that stat. I mean, you know, so I'm not mad at Giannis for doing what he did because, like you say, Miss T, he missed it. And if it would have went in,
yep.
they'd have been complaining about that. And not
yep.
only that, Cap, Luka, Joker about to get it back to back to back if he went it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be his third
yeah,
year in a row. So I see
that's
we
crazy.
Best saw what they was doing this year when they was doing that. So, you know, and I ain't taking nothing from Joker because Joker play his tail off. But, I mean, it's other people out there that's – it ain't all about just getting triple doubles and all that old stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't mad at Giannis. I ain't mad at Giannis for doing what he tried to do. I'm just mad at the NBA for getting upset that it was him doing.
Right.
It was a pleasure meeting you, man. You remind me of my uncle, which is Treacy's uncle. Rest in heaven, Uncle Freeman. Tall, cool mother. Shut your mouth. But that's what I'm saying. Yes, sir.
Yeah, like Kel said, man, y'all good people, you know what I'm saying? And he said, me and Trees, y'all know me and Trees battle and stuff. We go like brothers and sisters, cousins and stuff, you know, but we come right back, you know. But like Kel
right.
said, because every time, this man, this girl just don't know. He said, but no, she cool people. I talked to her, and she cool people. She this and that, brother. So I met instantaneously family, man. And it was just so cool, you know. Just like that, man. I really had the pleasure of meeting y'all. Yeah, thank you.
We love you. And thank you for the support of TNT Fashion. Thank you. And look, and my mother said, and Uncle Freeman was cool. Like, I'm talking about cool as a cucumber.
That's how I said it. That's why I said it. His Uncle Freeman
yeah.
was a cool brother. Yes,
yeah.
indeed, bro.
I wish I could have met
yes,
him.
Indeed.
Mm.
Yes,
damn, this messed up, man. You know why? Now I gotta like you, Ted. Damn. Damn, this just messed up everything, man.
That's it.
I know what I'm saying. They look. You done went over there and kissed. You done went over there and kissed the ring and everything. Now I gotta like you and shit.
I can't
wait. I'm sorry.
Boy. Boy.
Let's take another call. My instantaneous family. My cousin Bug. Cousin Dude, Bug.
Hey, Bug.
What's up, cuz? What's up, cuz?
What's up,
what's up? Hey, what's up, Lady T? How you doing?
I'm all right.
What up, Tiny Bug?
How you feel about this
thing? Hey, let me say this real quick. Bug. You've been
okay.
living here in the city. You've been living here in the city for a while now. I'm going to need you to drop the country. I'm going to need you to
Uh-oh.
Drop the country, cuz.
Hey,
cuz,
I go home way too much to drop it.
Okay. You got a pass.
I don't know what your cousin's talking about because DC is the beginning of the South. So you cool, bro.
Boy.
Yes. All of us got some country in.
Hey,
leader.
Hey,
Frank, you worry about what Dallas is, okay? You worry about what Dallas is. Yeah, I'm talking about.
Hey, I'm ready. Yes, sir. I'm ready.
What do you think about the NBA rescinding Giannis's triple double, man? Do you think it was right? Was it fair? Was it wrong? What was it?
Two things. I don't think it was fair or right, only because if he missed it, everybody got an opportunity to get the rebound. I mean,
yeah.
10 players. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say that part, like, everybody had the opportunity. He just got it. So I don't agree with that part. But I do feel like they showed me that
that Vegas really involved. Because, hey, nah, we couldn't let him get that triple double that night. That was going to have to pay out too many people. You know what I'm saying? I look at it from both of those ways.
You ain't lying.
And Giannis was like, oh, nah, they told me I can only double-double. They got me messed up tonight. I'm about to go ahead and boom, boom. You know what I mean? They was like, oh, we'll show you. We the NBA. You an employee.
Okay. That's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah. And again, like you say, to let a player break a record, go to the bench and take his shoes off. And relax.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He gave them shoes away. He gave shoes away
the
to the people in the audience, honey.
I don't care if they wore. And then miss two games and come back for one game before the All-Star. Like Ted say, play like a man possessed in the All-Star game, trying to win that MVP, and then you hurt again. You can't play again.
Right.
And you done showed up in a walking boot.
Yeah, but I don't know if y'all also caught back when LeBron first started complaining about foot injuries. You know, it started with the other foot.
He's right, it did.
It was the left foot when he first got hurt. Then all of a sudden they came back and it was the right foot. So I'm just wondering how it moved through the body like that. But, you know, what do I know? But I just pay attention.
Oh, man.
That's Hollywood.
Exactly. Short-term memory loss.
Won't they remember the script then? Won't you remember your script?
They can't remember.
Exactly.
Hey, not to change the subject, but do y'all remember the press conference when they was asking LeBron questions that he didn't want to answer, and the reporters were determined to ask him these questions, and LeBron stood up and grabbed his purse and marched out of press room.
What did he grab?
His purse.
What did he grab?
His man purse. His man purse. He grabbed. Y'all don't remember that. Y'all don't remember that. He grabbed that purse and stormed. He looked like one of the sisters in the church that the preacher talk about. You know, when the preachers say, I'm stepping on some toes. LeBron looked like his toes all stepped on that night. And he marched out of that press conference.
Hey,
I was like, wow.
Did he whip his head and say, huh? He whipped his head and say, huh?
Hey, look.
I ain't got time for this.
And held the pointer finger up, the one finger. Everybody that goes to
that one finger, bro.
When you getting up and you moving, you point that one finger to say, excuse me. So, yeah.
And hold that head down.
I can't.
Walk around that corner. Yes, hey, sis. I went KL on that one right there.
My talk.
But how did he said, can I say this real quick? Now, after the game when he scored, say 6-7, he scored those points and then took himself out because it was uncomfortable. His ankle felt uncomfortable. But yet, in that last game, he felt a pop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So which one was more severe? You can't play off because it's uncomfortable, but yet you can still play when it's the pop. So all that was a gimmick. You trying to put it in hard because ouch.
Well,
the game,
I'm going to say this. Bug just said a few minutes ago, when it all started, it was the other ankle. So maybe the pop happened to the right ankle this time. I don't know.
Right.
249, you on the corner. This a new caller. 249, what's happening?
Hello. Come on, baby.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Mama?
That's my baby.
Hello, everybody, and hello to
my most
favorite son-in-law.
I love you, Mama.
I love you too, baby. Okay,
how you doing,
y'all,
ma'am?
What y'all want to call in for?
No, we
not for you to have.
What? And don't say nothing about country talking accents or none of that.
You got it down, Ma.
Hey, Ma, Bug feel real comfortable now because it's two of y'all.
And that's right, and we don't play, so don't even do it. Don't start.
I don't want y'all talking about
Don't say nothing about Lamar.
Oh, Dad, we can't talk about Lamar today?
No, you can talk about him, but you can't say nothing bad about him.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Oh,
I'm going to say something bad about him. I'm going to say something bad about it, man. I'm going to say something bad about it.
Well,
you know
no,
me, I'm
no.
still a
we
fan.
Give
I
him
got
the money,
to.
I hope.
Y'all playing
okay.
games right now.
I know.
Well,
I know. Sometimes you have to play games
Ma,
and, you know.
Okay, Ma. I'm going to have to pause you on that real quick.
Yeah,
we got a few more little basketball topics to get out. And then,
okay.
All of my all the time when we get these topics out. Okay? Welcome to the caller. Welcome to the corner, the studio version of the corner, because I know
you
all
I love y'all guys
online
anyway.
With the corner crew.
Yeah.
Hey, we love you, too.
Love you, too. Love you, too. All right, y'all.
I love you, Mom.
Oh, ain't that cute? Girl, you almost dropped a tear in my eye. Stop it. Stop it.
That don't take much, bro.
Hey, look
Uh-oh.
Here. You better, boy, watch your... Listen.
What?
The man provided the blueprint to defending... The man provided the blueprint, y'all, to defending the Suns by ignoring all the shaky shooters and keeping all the attention on Booker, KD, and CP3. And playing very aggressive offense on their own, on their side. Now, the Mavs almost won, but KD sunk the game-winning 2-point 11-footer, beating the Suns 130-128, and KD also gathered the rebound on the Mavs end for the to take the Mavs out. Do you think this is the blueprint? Do you guys think that more teams will see more teams playing Phoenix this way? Because the Mavs almost took them. They almost took them. At least the overtime. I don't know how Luka missed that layup. I do not
right.
know how Luka missed that layup because we've seen him make that shot in his sleep with nobody on him. Maybe he was too open. I don't know. What say you guys? Lady T, come on, you got first on this one.
I don't know. I don't know, KD bring a different element to the team, right? Like he bring a different feel to the team for them. But Luka and Kyrie Irving, they need somebody else with them on that team. Like, they don't have enough. They don't have the big three. And them two alone ain't going to be able to do. They're not going to be able to do it. Even in if they make, because they're going to make the playoffs. So they're not going to be able to run, because Luka don't play defense, like, all the time. Like, he play it when he wants to, and then sometimes he don't want to play it. You know what I'm saying? So that's not going to work. And even though they almost beat them, you know, I don't know if that's going to sustain them in the long run. So I don't know if that was the blueprint or not. I just think that they played a good game that day. So I don't know if they can do that 7 times in a row or 6 times in a row. I don't know. They're going to need some other pieces.
Yeah, because Luka and Kyrie had over 35 points. And I don't think that's going to happen in every game. That's why I don't think it's a blueprint. And that boy, and I believe the coach for Phoenix going to make sure they get DeAndre Ayton more involved, because once you get him more involved, you can forget about it. Because they had shooters on the bench. And they're not going to be able to run with Phoenix this year, especially with Durant over there. They're not going to be able to run with him because, you know, in the playoffs, even though we don't see a whole lot of defense in the regular season, in the playoffs we do see some defense because you have to make stops. And Kyrie Irving and Luka are not going to be able to stand that seven-game series playing on both sides of the court.
No, they don't have enough. They don't have enough.
They don't. Right. Nope. They don't have enough. Like you say, they need a third person.
Well,
hey, and I don't even know nobody over there that's right now that's over there that's, that can give that third person like a 30-point game. I don't even know nobody over there.
Hardaway Jr.
It's supposed to be Hardaway.
Can I ask y'all a question? Why is the league staying away from DeMarcus Cousins? Why? I mean, he was clearly.
I told you they don't like his attitude, man. They don't like his attitude. We like him, but they don't like his attitude. That's what they don't like about.
Too aggressive. Too aggressive. We got the brutal black. I got the brutal black buck syndrome. That's what they classify him as. You're the angry black man.
Angry black man.
You're scared of that.
Hey.
Yeah, brutal black buck.
I can dig that. But the last time he was in, he did okay.
Hey, Cap, I'm great, Pat, you a church fan. You need to cool off a little bit. Cap said the big black buck.
I'm going to give you something.
We say the big black buck syndrome. Oh, my goodness.
Brutal.
Oh my
goodness. All the way back to Kunta, not all the way back to Mandingo. Mandingo.
Yeah.
Hey, but and say this to now, why they not using JaVale McGee? Because Powell is not a center. He can play center some, but he's going to get wore out if you just depended on him to try to go against Joker and all them big centers. And what's wrong with JaVale McGee? He got rings. He got experience.
Yeah.
He will control it. He will block some shots. He's going to go after shots, not like some people. They just let people go with the Matador defense, you know. And JaVale... Like I say, why they sitting that man on the bench and he has rings and he can help you as height?
Because that'll be their third person that they can use. They can use him as third person. Maybe
they waiting until the playoffs actually kick off and then implement him. If they are doing that, I think that is a crazy plan. Because JaVale McGee is the guy that has to have rhythm. And if you're holding him back and not allowing him to play, he's not going to develop that rhythm. Trust me. As a Wizard fan, I watch JaVale McGee come off the bench and look lopsided as I don't know what. And it was all because he didn't have the rhythm. So, You went and got him. Made a good move. Yeah, you need to play him. And no one is saying he has to play the whole game because we're all aware of his asthma problem. So no one is saying he has to play the whole game, but at least use him as third and part of the fourth quarter when the difference needs to be made.
Right. When he was with Golden State, had figured out how to put him into the rotation. And they put him there. Yeah. You win to put him in. Now, mentioning Golden State, this is what I'm going to say. Y'all can shoot me down because I know Tang going to get me. I don't think Phoenix can still win the NBA title. I think that bench is still weak. And I think that method of the way they were playing was good, but it wasn't good for Dallas because even though they got Kyrie, The Luka Doncic is the engine of that team, and he is slow. He's the one that needs to mature and realize You don't need to have the ball in your hand all the time. Let Kyrie run the offense.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Let Kyrie be the
Amen.
Passer, be the facilitator. You just work yourself into position to take your shot. But he's not ready
mm-hmm.
to do that yet. He's not ready to let go of the range yet.
I
so
agree.
Kyrie scored 35 the other night.
I actually agree with you. I said I'm not going to beat you up because I really agree with you on that. But the thing is, Luka needs the ball
Calm
for 14
down,
to 17 seconds to do what he have to do because, like you say, the way he plays, he do got that slow game with him. But
that's true.
You already
Go
know
ahead. I'm
him
sorry.
And Kyrie on the team, both of them needs the ball because Kyrie can get his shot off faster because,
yep.
you know what I'm saying, but Luka needs that ball. And that's how he get his shot off. And I agree with you. He got to sit back and take a ride now that Kyrie is over there. I really agree with you on that.
But see, check it out. I could dig what both of you guys are saying, but I'm thinking Jason Kidd kind of like messing up an assist because it is Luka. It's Luka's team. You know, he's the face right now. He's the face, period.
Right.
Kyrie is very talented. He's the wizard. But what I'm saying, you got to give Luka that ball. Let him make that choice. Don't just come in and give somebody these rings. Man, dude, I've been here putting in this work. You're going to give him that, man. You're going to give him this? Okay, so let Luka decide that. Hold real quick. Let Luka decide that.
You're right,
Kyrie can, both of them can play any position. Both of them need the ball, but Kyrie need the ball less because Kyrie could do this without the ball or whatever. He'll slash and cut, but Luka needs the ball more so than Kyrie because Luka this upsetness is, like you said, how can he miss a little layup
but,
like that? He don't. He's kind of like disengaged in a sense with the team, with the everything that's kind of going on. My opinion.
I'm gonna say this: with Kyrie, the team plays as a team. With Luka, everybody's
standing around. They're standing around.
You cannot do that come playoff time. It might work in the regular season.
Let me just
season,
say this.
Like Tank said, when they start actually playing defense, the rest of the team standing around stagnant is not going to work for you. It's not.
With them two playing the same position, right? They play the same position. They play point guard. Both of them play point guard. So they're both looking to have the ball all the time. And it's one ball on the floor. It's just one ball on the floor. Everybody can't have it at the same time. So if Luka has the ball all the time, Kyrie just running around, it don't work. But when Kyrie has the ball, you know, when Kyrie has the ball, he gets everybody involved. To me, he gets everybody involved. And then where's Reggie Bullock and Tim Hardaway? I ain't heard their name in forever.
Standing around.
Either one of them.
They got enough fans doing that.
We need y'all to play. The coach got to implement this stuff, too.
They're trying to figure out what their role is with this new Mavericks team. Everybody knew what their role was when it was just Luka, but now that it's Luka and Kyrie, you got guys standing around trying to figure out what their role is. And like we both said, when Kyrie is in there, everybody's moving. When Luka is in there, they become fans.
When Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh went to Miami, when Chris Bosh and LeBron went to Miami, that was Dwayne Wade's twin team. But Dwayne Wade was willing to take a step back and let them guys do their thing to win a championship. Luka has to realize that team runs better. If he needs to find his spot, learn how to play the game differently. Because like Sis said, he's been playing point guard for so long on that team, he doesn't know anything differently. He needs to learn how to be the shooting guard, find his spot on the court, and let Kyrie run the team. Because the team does move better and run better like that. When he's got the ball in his hands, they stand in there watching him slow motion his way to the basket. Excuse my language.
Every time.
You know, that's the way that game is.
But on their team, they only got two centers. They only have two centers in the whole team. That's Powell and McGee. And if McGee's not playing, Powell's going to play the whole 48 minutes? He's playing the whole 48 minutes?
Dude, they just going to have to learn how – They're going to have to learn how to do it a different way, sis. What you're saying is true, sis. I'm not disagreeing with you. But you're going to have to learn how to find somebody to go into that role that you're talking about and let these other guys perfect the role that they're in. And Luka got to be the one that Jason Kidd said the team got to mature. Luka, this has been your team forever. It's still your team. But let Kyrie run the team. Let him run the team. The steering wheel ain't what makes the car go, but the steering wheel is what makes the car go up and down the road and turn. So, you know, let Kyrie run the team.
Can I say something right quick?
Go ahead, Cap.
Okay. Now, you let Brunson go, right? Brunson go. You know why? Because ball dominant Luka. So now everybody's thinking that Brunson, oh, my God, he can play. He got better. That's not the case. He always could play, but Luka dominated the ball. He's the point guard, but they had Brunson standing out waiting for him to shoot a three in the corner. Now he went to New York running the point, running the game like it's supposed to.
Killing them.
Yeah.
New York looked like a monster.
I'm going to say one thing. Every team that has won the NBA championship has had one thing in common. Everybody learned their role and played their role. So what if you're a slow motion guy and you got to dribble and get into your shot? Listen, this is the way that this team wins. This is the way that this team is dominant. So you have to learn your role, like it was just stated. Dwayne Wade was used to being the man in Miami. He was used to being that dude. But when LeBron Bosh came to that team, he had to take a back seat. And not only did he take a back seat, he kicked his feet up and got comfortable while they drove. We've been saying this season after season now here on Kale's Corner. Luka, you have to change your game, bro. You have to change your game. And I'm really worried for Jason Kidd and his job, because like other coaches, he's come out and actually said what the problem is. And we all know with these NBA players, as soon as you say something that hurt their feelings, Trae Young, first thing they want to do is get rid of the coach.
You ain't lying.
I say this real quick. This is why I feel like Phoenix worked. It's because
is that double stuff?
This bug.
I feel like
the reason Phoenix worked is because KD and D Book are already role players. Neither one of them are ball dominant yet they can deliver whenever the ball is in their hand, or they can catch right off the screen and shoot or whatever. They are. That's why that works. Both of those other guys we're talking about are very ball dominant. Because if you'd have dropped KD over there, it'll look different. If you had D-Book there, it'll look different because they're not Kyrie. They don't have to bring it up the court in the sense to really give you 30 points in a game.
Kyrie don't have to bring it up neither, though. Kyrie can just Kyrie's just a baller. He don't have to bring it up.
You saw
when he was when Harden or either Durant or something. But he can adjust. But like y'all say, bottom line, Luka does need to adjust his game, and Jason Kidd gonna have to figure out. You know, so
because
Kyrie can have his game knocked off. He can have his game knocked off. If he's not getting the ball, he becomes stagnant. And we all want to say, oh, well, Kyrie ain't playing good. It's not that Kyrie
or asking for a trade.
Good. Exactly.
Yeah, we know he'll do that.
You got a Kevin Durant, a Devin Booker, and a 38-year-old Chris Paul that says, I will give you 11 points and 8 assists. They don't have that over there.
But let me say this, if I can.
Like, I'm not even looking for that. He said, leave me up. Like they did last time. They left me open. He banged two threes on you. Leave me open. I'm going to
crucial moment.
I don't have to.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Ain't nobody really scared of Chris Paul now at the age he is and how he's been playing. Nobody really scared of him. But if you like Cuz just said, if you leave him open, he gonna bang the shot. He gonna give you a whole lot of movement. He gonna do all that, but he's not gonna do a whole lot with the ball. He just want to be on the team and win the championship. He's taking a step back like D Wade, and he's gonna let the young bucks run the team. That's what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's
all he's gonna do is facilitate it
and show you how to do things.
Yeah, he's
all
the passer for Mahomes.
All right, y'all.
Can I say one quick thing, please?
Go ahead.
Nobody's mentioned that they're steadily moving up. Is the Golden State Warriors beginning to play better, and the Sacramento Kings are looking good. They might cause some problems in these playoffs. I'm just bringing them names up.
They're doing their thing over there in the West.
They number
real
three.
Quick, y'all, a quick flash topic. We're not going to spend all day on this, but Colorado police are investigating the Ja Morant Instagram video where Ja Morant is appearing to show off a gun inside of a nightclub. We just spoke last week on this man, and it seems like he's getting more and more negative press every day, and. I understand why the league have suspended him, but I forgot which one of us said it. But I remember when it was said that they're going to call Ja Morant into that NBA office real soon. Right. They're going to be calling Ja Morant into that NBA office real soon because the NBA does not play this. They do not play this. They're spending too much time trying to promote positive attention toward the league. And Ja Morant is killing that by himself.
And I'm actually glad that they did for the man right now before he destructs himself, because at least now we know, he did do some stupid stuff, but he still have a chance to make it back because he didn't do nothing malicious out there, and I'm glad that they grabbed him right now and didn't give him more time to destruct himself. That's all I can say.
And let me just add this one little thing. I don't know who wrote the statement that he came out and said, they read about for him. Kudos. I don't know he wrote it. I don't know if his mama wrote it, his sister, some his publicist. I don't care who wrote it. He came out and took full responsibility for all of his actions, and he said he's going to seek help. That means he's going to a psychiatrist. He's going to go do whatever he got to do to get his mind right. So I give him kudos for that. I really do give him kudos because it takes a strong and it takes courage to admit as a man that you're wrong and some of the things that you did was wrong. So I give him kudos for that. You know what I'm saying? Taking full responsibility in all of his actions. So I'm just going to set that right there.
What he did was hurt his team this year. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah. But they're still doing good. They haven't lost a game since he left. But go ahead.
Yeah, and y'all totally right. You know, like you say. But my thing is I'm going to point back to the NBA because I was, watching a couple of interviews today. The sports thing, they were talking about that. David Stern had a meeting with Carmelo when Carmelo was, in some situations.
Yeah.
And he told him that, hey, we know exactly what y'all doing, everything and this and that. So if they know that, that was not the first time Ja Morant had got in trouble. That, was the last thing, I guess, let's say the star that broke the Campbell's back, okay? Let's say that. Because of him being that superstar, they trying to make him the face, they let some things slide instead of nipping it in the bud right at the beginning, and saying, hey, young man, you going wrong. This the first incident, let's not let us have no more. He done had one, two, three, this is the fourth one, I believe.
that we, you know, that we know of, okay? And I heard also heard Adams tried to sit him down and try to talk to him, and other people tried to talk to him. He's talking about he got this, you know? So, but I'm thinking, like you say, I think he's going to – I think this right here woke him up. I think his guy, like I said, whoever did it, he read it. I feel that this is going to give him a message, and he's going to take time to reevaluate himself and then become a better person. And if he don't, he's a straight knucklehead. But if he do, this is a turn good story from
once a gun gets involved, all things change.
Yes.
Can I say something?
Especially to take that money.
Come on, you ain't getting that money.
John Morant is a young Crip. Let's not forget that. Like he was in a game before he got signed. The NBA knew what they was getting. I'm quite sure they talked to him and his dad when he came on and all that. So I'm with you, Ted. We don't know everything that came out. But one thing I do know about sports is when the league, NFL, NBA, anybody start to leak stuff and let stuff come out, that's them prepping you for your way on your butt on the way out if you don't make changes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like they got ways to hold stuff in that we don't hear about and things. So when they leak it or they let it come out, they about ready to cut ties with you. That's my personal opinion.
You're right.
Disagree with you. But
on
this one right here, John Morant did it to himself. He the one went on social media showing the gun.
Right.
He did this one to himself. You know, so he needs help.
All of them he did to himself.
Yeah.
He did this to himself. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff he did to himself.
How did he get the plane done on the plane?
But
that's another thing.
Listen, y'all, he's still 23 years old. He still got a 23-year-old mind. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though we're telling him as in two household parents, you can tell your child something. You can tell him all day long, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But what they going to do when they go outside? What they want to do. So it's all up to John Morant. It's up to him to grow up in this moment right now. Grow up.
You
don't have no more chance. This is it.
I do think his.
I'm not blaming anybody for what he's done.
Like, no, you can't. You can't blame nobody. He's 23 years old. He ain't 15.
Right. I'm not blaming anybody.
I'm not gonna blame nobody,
no,
but I will point this out. When John Kent was coming into the league, T. Morant was all there for him, gung ho, like he was the best dad of the year. As soon as y'all got in the league, got that money after a couple years, you could see T. Morant hanging out with his friends and having sex with the young girls that they know. So they both, to me, got lost in the NBA lifestyle, and they need to figure that out.
Yeah.
Him and his dad. Like, his dad need to be on them too, son. Like, we about to mess up everything. You know what I mean? Have a hard
great
heart.
Point.
Dad is enjoying it. Hold on, fellas. His dad is out there clowning on the court and acting a fool on the court. He enjoying the limelight more than his son is. Maybe I'm the only one seeing that, or maybe I'm a fool.
No,
but you know, his son can't tell him what not to do when he out there acting a fool himself. You know what bugs me out there? And listen, let me say this right here. You got to look at where you sent a person. Now, let me finish this. Let me finish. You sent this guy to Memphis, Tennessee. He was already in a game. You don't send this guy to Memphis, Tennessee, because the life there is for thugs. If you got money, that's what the life is geared to. You do not send this guy there.
You can say that about everywhere.
No, you can't.
You can't.
It's not defined like it is in certain places. Thug life is everywhere, but some places is more defined than it is in other places. You can't say Detroit is like PG County. You can't say Detroit is like Washington, D.C. It's totally different.
But no. But what I'm saying is, on the part that you said about his
Yeah,
name,
but I'm
right?
just saying, your thug life is
dad.
Different.
Okay, I got that part. When you said about the dad, right, acting a fool and all that, he wasn't really acting a fool because Shannon Sharp was acting a fool. What he was trying to do was defend his son. In that moment,
I won't even talk about the Shannon Sharp incident.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. What I'm trying to say.
I'm just saying. I'm not clarifying. Saying it was just that.
So
only incident I'm sorry, that I'm seen shut up. That his dad was acting a fool. That's the only incident.
He's
that
constantly
I've
on the court in front of the camera, messing with the players. He's constantly doing stuff.
Let me finish. Let me get it out, and then you can say whatever you got to say.
I ain't got no more.
In
to say.
Response to what I'm saying, is I watched majority of the game. His father was not clowning ever until that Shannon Sharpe incident. Like, I haven't heard anything about his dad clowning. I haven't heard anything about his dad acting a fool or nothing until the Shannon Sharpe incident. When Shannon Sharpe was out there acting a fool, drunk, right, he was acting a fool. Mm-hmm. He enticed the man. He's out there going at Ja Morant. So what his father did was, don't go at my son. I'm right here.
He was actually going at Dylan Brooks.
He started going at Ja Morant when Ja Morant walked out.
Ja said something. Ja shouldn't have got involved.
Exactly. He told him to stop. Like, just stop. Won't y'all stop? So Shannon Sharpe so drunk, he wasn't paying attention. So now you going at Ja Morant. He even apologized on the, Shannon Sharpe even apologized in everything because he was drunk on the sideline acting a fool. Nobody came there for you, Shannon Sharpe. Nobody came there for the father. Nobody came there for neither one of y'all. Both of y'all over there clowning, and we trying to watch the NBA game. That's what I'm saying. I don't know no other time that the father was acting a fool. Can y'all bring me up? Let me know.
All I know is 20 times on the gram, you can see him hanging out past the side of a vehicle, you know, just doing what he do. I don't know many other things other than what he posts or he put out. But what I'm saying is how you expect for your son not to be out here wilding if you wilding.
Because
we two different people. Just because I do something doesn't mean you're going to do it. We two different people.
Yeah,
like,
but as your son, I'm now the breadwinner of this house.
Okay.
I just signed for $200 million. You supposed to guide me in a whole different manner than you did before. I signed for $200 million.
Ain't no guide. No, he can't guide him because he's a breadwinner. How you gonna tell the breadwinner something? That's how he got the sentence. Like, I pay for this, I pay for that. So it's kind of hard for them to kind of say something to that man because he's on a whole different level. He's taking care of them, you know. And so so his father does hang out with them and does maybe kick it with the girls. I'm sure he does. But like you said, only incident as far as on TV, I seen him with the Shannon Sharpe. I got a little fame when they compared him with Usher, you know, this and that, you know. So, but
does he look like?
It's nothing, and that's no problem. But they just gotta move different, and I'm hoping they do. Whole camp, you know, he eliminate people or rather talk to them, and they just get it together, man, and just make a wiser decision. But like you say, if he mess up again, he's on his way out because he got 50 days, y'all. That's this season and next season.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I understand both points. I understand your point, Tree, and I understand your point, Bug. All I'm going to say is as the elder, the father, I don't give a darn how much money your son has made.
Yep.
You are supposed to be an example. You are supposed to be the one that sets an example as the father. And Ja Morant's father hasn't done that. He hasn't. Listen, for example, my son that passed, rest in heaven, Mook. Mook used to always say, Dad, come on, man. We're going to have some strippers at the hotel, and won't you come, man, and party? And I looked at him, I said, boy, you crazy. I'm not going with y'all to no party at no hotel with no young girls. And you come on, some dad. They all over 18. Yeah, well, I triple, quadruple 18. And that is no place for me to be as your father. And I'm telling you, you better be safe because all kinds of hell from a situation like that. Let's just say, for example, one of them young women say,
they were drugged, that they weren't really with the party going as far as it did. Now I'm in the courtroom explaining how my 50-year-old tale was in a hotel with a 19, 20-year-old girl. You got to be the example as the father. And I think that's where, Trees, we're not blaming Ja Morant's father for anything, because we all know once our children leave from around us, they're a different kind of person when they're not with us. But when they are with us, come on, bruh. They show respect, yep, because we demand that as their father. They know how to act and carry themselves because we demand that as a father. We're not just allowing them to go loosey-goose. And as a parent coming from poverty, you're supposed to know, hey, man, you're going to mess that money up. Hey, man, chill, dog. Yeah, you got all the talent in the world in the NBA, and the Memphis fans love you to death, but they will cut ties with you. They are not going to allow you to drag them down. They not. So that's my two cents on it. Get your son together. Get yourself together. Stop messing around with these young girls with them, because what type of example can you be screwing around with these children? Seriously, you can't be no example, because your son's going to look you in the face and say, well, Dad, you was doing such and such. Like Tiny Bug said, you were hanging out the car while it was driving, acting a fool. Why can't I? And you have nothing to say in your defense for him asking you that.
Can I say this real quick, please? Like, yeah, all right. Now he got this different implication, because he's got, it's more deeper trouble, because you got to look at, he's transporting a weapon from state to state. It also broke the rule of you carrying a gun on the plane.
Yep.
You know, so it's going to get deeper than kind of what we see touching the surface with in these 50 days. So, you know, I just wanted to share that, man, because he really broke some serious laws.
Yeah, you're right.
All
I'm gonna say,
that's all I'm gonna say.
Do you guys remember Crittenden that played with the Wizards? Yeah, he's in prison right now. Basketball career over. He's in prison right now because he wanted to be a wild thing, because he wanted to prove himself tough to the hood.
Arena.
Man, listen. You let my son do something. I don't care if it's work for IBM, AT&T, whatever. And he's awarded a $200 million salary. Son, we the Jefferson. We moving on up. And I better not catch you around certain neighborhoods doing certain things. Your buddies in Suitland were fine and good while you were living that lifestyle. You're not living that life anymore. And the father has to reiterate that. He can't join in with it. All right? That's all.
That was a great conversation.
Kel's Corner is a praying show. We all know that. So we're going to pray for the young man and hope that this psychiatrist or whomever gets him in order and he gets everything that he deserves, truly, because he's an excellent talent. He's an excellent talent. I love the way the man plays, but he has to love it as well. All right, y'all, we'll be right back.
Let's do it. On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. rolling down the street. I saw the girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low. She said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel. She said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean. And let's do the wild thing.
That song always makes me laugh. And speaking of wild things, Red T is coming in. What's up, Red?
What's up, Red T?
Nah, this is not. Nah, this is not.
Take your phone off. Take your phone off mute, man.
Oh, he said it's Nas.
Oh, it's Nas.
That's Nas.
I'm sorry, Nas. I'm sorry, Nas. I'm sorry. You know, you and Red with these covert numbers. y'all be catching
like
me on that jump.
I feel like you calling me old because I'm one of the few people still using Skype. But that's okay, man. That's okay.
Hey, if the shoe fit, put that joint on and take a walk. If the shoe fit, put that joint on and take a walk, bro. Because I'm just as old as you, trust. We'll save the East and West power ranking. Because we all know next week it'll change again. But, I want to talk about the NFL Combine, man. That's what I'm interested in. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the top seven defensive tackles, okay? Deron Breed from Clemson, 6'5 and a half, 298 pounds, okay? Kalijah Cansey from Pittsburgh, your neck of the woods, 57, 6'1", 281 pounds. Keenan Beaton from Wisconsin, 6'4", 309 pounds. Gerald Clark from Coastal Carolina, 6'4", 324 pounds. Zach Pikers from South Carolina, 6'4", 291 pounds. Jaquel Roy from LSU, 6'3", 305 pounds, and then Devin Dexter from Florida, 6'5", and a half, 310 pounds. Wow. Whoever needs a defensive tackle, I just named all seven of them that probably will fit with any team that selects them. I watch these guys work out with the combine, and I'm sure normally when they're showing the defensive guys, the tackles and all that, I go make a sandwich or chill or do something else. But these guys were running at 310 pounds, at 298 pounds. These guys running at almost tight end speed. And I'm like, man, it's a lot of hybrid defensive guys coming into the NFL this season. And if that is what your team needs, hey, look at here. You better grab one of these seven. You better grab one of them. And the beauty of it is they're all not going to go high in the draft. They're not. They're because skill players, usually, and linemen. There have been offensive linemen that go early in the draft, and a few defensive tackles that have gone early in the draft. But for the most part, it's quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, you know, players of this nature. So for these guys to be the size that they are and doing what they're doing, man, I'm telling you, this I cannot wait for the football season this year to see how these guys develop. Lady T, you got anything you want to say?
I didn't really watch the combine that much, but I did see some of the guys that you named, and they was doing their runs, and some of them was running 4.2, 4.4, 4.7.
Mm-hmm.
And for big guys, that's pretty amazing because I'm not even none of that, and I'm a 5.2. I
would have
ran the 5.2. So that's pretty amazing, for real.
Well, you beat my 7.0. Because, hey, look here. I ain't running for Nathan. But these guys, okay. these young guys, I'm trying to tell you, the NBA is going in a direction of speed. They're going in a
yeah.
direction
yeah.
of speed, and I love it. I love it.
I can't wait to hear what Tang got to say for his team.
But speed, power, and agility.
Oh, speed, power, yeah, fact.
Right,
fact.
Right, right. Come on, Brother Tang. We're going to let you come on in here. Let us hear about your cow people.
Not the cow people.
You talking about them boys, some cowboys.
Them girls.
Go
ahead.
Right. For all the cowboy fans that want to hear this, the Cowboys have 9 draft picks this year. In round 1, we got pick number 26. Round 2, we got pick number 58. Round 3, pick 90. Round 4, pick 129. Round 5, pick 163. Round 7, pick 276. We got 3 compensatory picks because you know last year we let Randy Gregory go, Connor Williams, and Cedric Wilson Jr. And we have 2 of them in the 5th round, which is pick 170 and 176, and in the 6th round, 212. Mm-hmm. Now, what I've been hearing, I know we're going after cornerback, running back, linebacker, and wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Cornerback, I really think we're going to get a veteran like Ramsey or somebody. And running
mm-hmm.
back, they real high on this one
mm-hmm.
guy. Yeah, from Texas A&M named Devon Acme. They've been also
yeah.
looking at a dude from Alabama named Jahmyr Gibbs. Linebacker.
Okay.
And wide receiver. We've been talking to OBJ, which y'all already know that from last year. Now DeAndre Hopkins is on the list. They've been talking about him. But
okay.
I believe that they're going to really try to get this one dude named Quentin Johnston. I think his name is Quentin Johnston from TCU.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for sure on our first pick, 26, mark this down, Miss T. In the first round pick,
okay.
26, we're going to go after that tight end named Dalton, he's from Utah. They were trying to match him up with
Keegan.
That's his name. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he came from Utah. So, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
a lot of things going on. And also with linebacker, I can't think of the one dude we was thinking about. Because I know they were talking about Bobby Wagner. They definitely was high on him as a veteran. But it was one dude that was coming from, DeMarvion Overshawn. That's his name, from Texas. They
okay.
say he take his game after Michael Parsons. So, you know, I just feel like with them 9 picks, we're going to do something well. You know, I just believe – because we always – the last few years, our draft class has been very good. So, I just believe they're doing a great job. And I'm also happy that Mike McCarthy, he said he's going to take over the offensive call because he said he wants to run the ball more, which I love that. Because he said that he believes Kellen Moore had put us in a lot of situations by trying to, you know, light up that scoreboard. And when we were taking them 3 and outs real fast, it was putting our defense back on the field less than 2 minutes, and that's not good. So I'm happy that he's ready to take over. Zeke, what's up, Kirby? How you doing? With Zeke, I believe he's going to take a pay cut. I really do believe he's going to take a pay cut because we can't. That's the only way we're going to be able to do what we have to do. And he already said he's going to take a pay cut. So, you know, I think we're doing some good things right now, and they're going to be all right. They're going to be
that's
all right.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up.
That's
what's up. Now,
threw me for a loop.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, I'm with that all day long. Oh, but let me just say something with that Zeke though for my man because I know y'all said I know earlier you said you want to talk about that franchise tag. We did a good thing by franchise tagging Pollard because not only did we franchise tag Pollard, we put Terrence Steele on that second round tender, and that's gonna be good because if
if don't no other team go after Terrence, then we'll get both of them guys for 14 for like $14 million, and that's going to definitely help us out. But if a team do go after Terrence and he go out there and they want him, they're going to have to give us a second-round pick. So we're going to come off right there anyway. And like I say in the draft, we've been doing well. So with another pick, that'll make 10. Hey, man, that's like that year when we did with Herschel Walker. So I feel like we're going to do something wonderful this year.
Calm down. Calm down.
Let Zeke go and pick up Robinson from Texas because he run like Barry Sanders.
And tell Kirby, I agree with him, but it's just that our owner, when he gets a player and he fall in love with him, he fall in love with him. And like Kirby, if Zeke don't want to take that pay cut, then I agree with you. He's going to have to go. But if he want to take that pay cut and we still able to go out there to pick up that dude, Devon Acme, I think we're going to be all right.
That's right.
And probably we'll be ready for the regular season.
Great job. Great job, Brother Thang. Great job. Great job. We're going to bring Rev T on now. Rev T is in the building. What's happening, Rev?
He said Zeke Coyote ugly.
Man, it's windy as hell outside. I feel like I'm about
up,
to do a remake of Gone with the Wind. I bet I sugar. See, hold on. I'm doing a remake of Gone with the Wind. So I got to call you sugar like the old people you do. Hi, sugar. How you doing? Bless your heart. Hold on, let me smack my mouth. Like I got that church peppermint in my mouth. You know what I mean? I'm bless your heart. Hold on. Hi, 57. How you doing? Praise God. So glad to see you. Amen. So glad to see you in the service today. Let me do Dickie Johnson. You need a ride today, sister? You got your kids with you? You need a ride by yourself? I'm gonna get a ride home at the church. You'll get a ride. You go grocery store, you need some groceries? Hey man, I'm gonna get some groceries too. Help me take, I'm good. I'm doing Gone with the Wind ghetto style. Let me do my play right now. I'm trying to get me an Oscar.
Hey, you better go to the Lincoln Theater or the Ford Theater.
I'm trying to get me a Kales Academy Award. But what I got to talk
what
about today, well, let's
too.
See.
Kirby,
Dern got a new car. Right. Dern got a new car, didn't he, huh? He will be in the Mardi Gras riding his new car. Dern got a new car. That's a rich. I'm trying to tell you, son, Carson Wentz, Fitzpatrick, Derek Carr, all of them first cousins. Hell, Kirk Cousins their cousin, too. But he the only one that's seen that could probably pull out a win. But then Geno, he done made the Smith family real proud, didn't he? Look at old little Geno.
Hey,
man, Geno, bless your heart. You know, Grandma needs some new teeth, baby. I need some new teeth, baby, and a new bra.
He got that bag,
you know what I'm talking about?
He got that bag,
But now, you see I started to cough and stutter for a minute, right? Old Lamar, don't you weep. And tell Baltimore not to moan. That's the question that's at hand now, the hot topic. Right. Lamar, don't you weep. And tell Baltimore not to moan. But listen here. At the end of the day with that situation, somebody's going to weep and somebody's going to moan. And if they don't get them numbers right for that young boy, he will find himself a new home. Did I say that clear enough for you, 57? Because sometimes I know I get you lost in the sauce.
Like Edgar Allan Poe would have said, you got it.
Since he talking about the Paul, Egan out of Paul, right? Well, let me talk about 3-0. Did that kind of rhyme a little bit, Paul? 3-0. The XFL defenders, right? The DC defenders, that is. they making noise in the division they call the North in the XFL, yeah. Right? I done been out there in field with them from the jump, doing my thing as always. I am the people hype man, know wherever I stand. You know what I'm talking about? But at the end of the day, though, if y'all get a chance, March 12th, over there at the V Street lot, one block away from Addy Field, guess what we going to have, y'all? Guess what we going to have?
A party.
What's that?
Yeah, there you are, baby. You supposed to say what? So I could come back and say, ain't no party like a red tea party, because red tea party don't stop. Ain't no party like red tea party, because party don't stop. You know what I mean? CJ Champions, Devon Fennell Jr. Foundation. We bringing a tailgate for the cause, for the people. We going to bring some families, some children out there, man, with Down syndrome and autism. We already got two families we sent into the game. We just out there with the
awesome
people, just celebrating good vibes, good energy all the way around, man. Listen here, downtown, southwest, B to L, B squared, 47 in the atmosphere. Y'all march with me. TJChampions.org will go to my post. At DC Hype Man, Rev T on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, the Rev T Sports Revival on Facebook, and Savon Fennell Sr., whatever make you rock. You know what I'm talking about? Ow!
Rev T.
Do it to me, Seth.
Rev T.
Yeah.
Rev.
Yeah.
So can you post it on Kale's Corner so we can all know? Just post it on Kale's Corner.
I sure will. As soon as I finish letting a couple of more customers cuss me out tonight about their food and stuff, then I'll go post it up. That's fair enough?
Okay. That's fair enough.
No, I ain't the same in my game. Kel know what I do, but just say I run a big franchise. I run a couple of stores. But anyway, though, right, I'm fortunate to do it. But at the end of the day, some of these people, they be calling in like this Bama. He just called in talking about we put an order in and they charged it to his card. And when we go look, ain't nothing charged to his card. But guess what he wanted? He wanted me to give him a $50 credit. You know what I did?
What's that?
What?
I hung up on that Bama. I hung up on him.
Good job.
Then he called back. He called back. I'm about to go. I ain't gonna hold Kale Corner up. And then he called back. And guess what? He asked me for the name. My name. Guess what I said?
Oh Lord.
What?
My name is Joaquin Johnson. Joaquin Johnson. What's the manager name? Joaquin Johnson. Joaquin Johnson. Joaquin, let me spell it for you. J-O-N-H-O-S. He said, no, Joaquin Johnson. How you spell Joaquin? He said W-A. I said, no, W-H-A-A-A-K-K-E-E-M. Joaquin.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Joaquin.
Oh, my
goodness. But I got to go. No justice, no peace. And they be mad, so they'll pat their feet. But TJ Sammy's that old, y'all. I'm talking about the tailgate to remember in a month. It ain't even September. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying in April. No, it ain't even April. In March showers, we not going to have no rain shower. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be good weather. I want y'all to come out, man. Support the cause. But most of all, just come out, man, and mingle with them people, man. Just because TJ Sammy's that old, y'all, at the end of the day, it's all about inclusion, making sure them children got the right to participate and be a part of anything that the next child want to do. It's not a disability, man. No, I'm talking about, it's not a disability,
right,
man. There you go.
Everybody need love.
So
Everybody
need love. And I love Kale Corner, Sister Teresa, Lady T, I love you. 57,
you,
man, take me all the way to heaven. Hey, Kale, man. Hey,
my
listen,
man.
The devil will kick me and you out of hell, Slim. He'll kick me and you out of hell. He said you can't be here no more. You know what I'm talking about? And guess what, devil? We won't be back no more. Because God is good, God is great, and let me go before I be late. I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all know who this is.
Right.
At DC Hype, man. Say it with me. Oh, the people about to cuss me out. Oh, no, Jesus. Red T. No, my name is Joaquin Johnson. Joaquin, don't say that. Joaquin Johnson, not Red T. I'll talk to y'all later. No. I'm not going to give you no credit. No credit for you. No credit.
He has a mental problem. He has a mental problem.
Yeah, he did. Y'all don't know that.
The whole time y'all he was talking, y'all should read these comments. Kirby is going, oh, Kirby said that man, Red T, is smoking some good sugar honey iced tea. Okay?
Sugar honey iced tea.
I know what it is.
All right. Back to the regularly scheduled program. 57.
Right.
You ready for us, man? You ready for us? We want to know what Pittsburgh is.
I was
going to
get
out
of
there. No, sir.
I ate my pet. The dog ate my homework, man. The dog ate my homework.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, why you getting are you winning?
Seven. Shoot. Hey, real quick.
Now, let me go ahead.
What's up, 007? Glad. 007 said to y'all and said, 007 said to y'all and said, I'm woke. I am woke.
What's up, 007? Y'all sent me out of space. Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm out of space with y'all. I'm on planet Neptune with y'all, man.
It was
just
that's
smooth
about
sailing.
Usual.
That's usual.
We
good on
you.
We love you.
Yeah,
we love
you
anyway.
Come on, 57.
Come on,
57.
No.
Go ahead,
57. Everybody should be repping them Tim. I need another pair.
I got you.
Hey, I heard y'all was talking about the draft. I mean, it's some intriguing players in the draft. I like the quarterback, although I don't want us to get nobody from Florida, but I like that dude, Anthony Richardson, the quarterback, running the 4.4 in the 40-yard dash.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever picks him up going to be fortunate. You know, he's like Lamar Jackson. He compare himself to Lamar Jackson and Cam Newton.
Right.
Very intriguing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice
okay.
Vertical. Yeah.
Yeah.
Powerful. Yeah. And can throw the ball. And can throw the ball, too.
All right.
And
the
throw,
guys,
yeah.
All right, guys. We got to get Pittsburgh. We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know, bro.
Yeah.
Well, this year we got like 8 picks. None in the first round, second and third round. But three of those are free agent picks. And right now what we're looking at mostly, cornerbacks, offensive tackles, and somebody to show up our defensive line. Orlando Brown with the Chiefs, he's a free agent this year. We're looking at trying to get him, you know, and hopefully we can sign him because the Chiefs are going to let him go. They're not going to re-sign him. Tampa Bay is letting go of Jamal Dean, who played pretty good. We're trying to get him back. And Draymond Jones, you know, from Denver. That's what we're looking at them too. But a lot of other teams are also looking at them. So that's what we're trying to go for first. And we need some wide receivers, but we haven't seen anybody. Dallas is definitely going to get the guy coming out of TCU if he's still available. And I think they're going to make the right moves and going to get him. So he's Quentin Johnson. Is it Johnson or Rick Johnson?
Yeah.
Thought it was Quentin Johnson. Dallas looking
Quentin
at him
Johnson.
Hard. Yeah.
He said he's going to look good in that blue 257.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
oh, yeah. They will, and the thing is, they're willing to spend the money
to
get it.
Back. We let him go. I'm sorry. Y'all can have James Washington back. We let him go.
I don't understand why we let him go in the first place. But we're going to re-sign our kicker, Kurtz, and there's a guy Philly's letting go to help them win the Super Bowl, help them go to the Super Bowl, Hargrave on defense. They're letting him go, so he's available, you know. And the only pick that we're really looking at hard is a guy by the name of Kalonje Kansi. He's a second-round offensive linebacker. We're looking at him real, real hard. So we're just trying to shore up our defensive line and our offensive line and see what we can get as far as wide receivers go through free agency. That's what we're going to do now. So it all depends on what other teams do and what other teams let go of.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Great job.
That's great job.
Now, hey, listen, you guys heard Tank with his Dallas information. We just heard 57 with his information.
Lady T and myself are going to get together, and we're going to select the two for Thursday's show. So look for a text, a call, or something tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, tomorrow night, so that you guys know Thursday, you up. And I want to continue this, guys, because we talk San Francisco and Washington all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear about some other things. Exactly.
Yeah.
I want you guys to tell us your team and get it ready. Matter of fact, Ted, you want to hear about Chicago, man? We want
to
hear about Chicago.
We need to know about Chicago, Ted.
I want to hear about it myself.
Hey, Google.
Oh no, I'm on it, but they ain't on it. They be so different. They be making so many mistakes. They don't know which way they want to go, especially with this Carter getting in trouble. He done dropped down to like 12. So I don't even know if we are interested in him now. You know what I'm saying? So he just done messed up our whole little thing with them already
and
being unpredictable. You know? And they need to leave that alone.
Y'all waiting on the sucker to call. That's all y'all doing. Y'all got that number one pick, and y'all about to rob somebody. Somebody going to give up a haul to get that number one pick.
We need the Al Capone.
Y'all need a left tackle.
Thursday is your
Chicago
day. I say we do Cap and Ted for next week.
Cap not on right now, but I will let him know that he and Ted were selected for Thursday.
Yep.
Cap and Ted selected for Thursday.
Yeah. You better do Cap early, because if Lamar Jackson don't sign, Cap might not be around.
Can I share this real quick before you go? Can I share this when you get ready?
Go ahead.
That's funny.
Hey, when you talk about shoes, man, I wanted to let Tank know, man. I told him heels up on them shoes, man. I was so peed off, Jack. And I can't fix them because I lost it.
Are you on the
speaker? Lost the other piece. You know, to it, you know. I'm like, God, dog, man, my shoes go, okay? And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that because I really peed off the other day, man. You know, coming from the kids zone with the kids, you know, and everything. But I'll be ready.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, peed off. The Ravens use the non-exclusive franchise tag on Lamar Jackson, $32.4 million. Jackson can negotiate with other teams. Ravens can match their offer, or the Ravens will receive two first round picks from anyone that signs Lamar. And Debo and I were discussing it. Whoever does sign Lamar, you better look forward to a $255 million contract, because he wants to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. Now, I ask you guys, do you think this is worth it? Two first rounds, and you got to pay all that money on the back end for his contract.
That's what
you
I'm
guys
saying.
Think I think it's going
to have to ask Commander.
In the Commander situation,
Commander's the one that's going to do it.
Just wait a minute, one at a time.
Go ahead, 007.
Oh.
007 ain't been on here.
With the Commander situation, no. I'm anybody else, y'all can have that. Like, go to a super team.
It's going
to
handicap you. It's going to handicap you.
Atlanta got the money.
We down here in Atlanta. We can give
they
up
got
all
the money.
Atlanta,
Atlanta
up from the airport.
Yep.
Let's go. I go pick him up. Let's go.
Atlanta got the money. They got the salary cap.
I was talking to a Commander fan. And he said, since Wentz didn't carry y'all to the playoffs, that they don't have to pay him that $54 million.
So no, we don't.
Y'all might. Yeah, so that's why I say the Commanders might be able to do what they got to do, you know, to get that man. And if I think he come over there, hey, man, that's going to be a team to wreck with in the NFC East. I'm going to tell you that name.
See, we said that about Fitzpatrick. We said that about Carson Wentz.
No, I didn't. This ain't Fitzpatrick
and Carson Wentz.
Hold on. Lamar Jackson and his capability talking about Fitzpatrick. The guy that didn't even finish the first game, he started. That was a 007 moment.
We keep on paying for these quarterbacks that's coming from other teams, and they come here and they just stink when they come here.
Lamar Jackson is just not any quarterback.
No,
right.
And Eric Bieniemy is not just any offensive coordinator.
Ooh, you put them together. Ooh, y'all would be dangerous. You put that combination together.
Dawson? Come on, man. Yeah.
This is the first time this season I ain't even got my hopes up like that. I'm optimistic, but I ain't getting my hopes up with that. I've been burned too many times.
So look, we in draft season right now. Everybody going crazy about hitting these draft picks, right? The idea is you're a franchise player. So why not go beyond that and just grab the franchise player? Yeah, you got to pay him, and it costs money. It is what it is. You date Rihanna, you got to pay to get her hair done. We talked about this before. So, yes, if you got Lamar Jackson, you got to pay him. So what? Pay him.
That's right. Pay him.
I feel him.
You ain't think about that, 57. Yeah, I mean 007. I'm sorry, 57. You ain't think about that, 007.
Well, you know what?
Rihanna, you got to get that hair done. And she want a dress and some shoes and a little bit of jewelry.
Some high heels and some red bottoms.
Yeah, talk about
she wants some red bottoms.
I think it's a good move by Baltimore.
Don't talk about heels.
Put him out there. Why do you say that, 57?
Because now you put him on non-disclosure tag. You can let somebody else bid for his rights. And now if you can match them, you'll see what the highest bidder is. If you don't want it, then you can just go ahead and let him go. I think you've seen that really what you need to do is shore up some things around Lamar Jackson and your quarterback, and you probably still got a good team because your backup quarterback is not that bad, and they've seen that. So
that
I just
good,
think.
Oh yeah,
huh?
No, he's not bad.
He's okay.
Yeah,
he's not bad.
But
you know,
but he's not Lamar.
Yeah.
He's not Lamar.
Nobody's Lamar Jackson.
Good luck with that.
We
think about this like this PlayStation. These are still real people. So even if somebody else matches or whatever, you might have ruined that relationship to the point of where the dude don't want to be in the building. So you got to think about
the relationship is already ruined. The relationship was ruined 6-8 weeks ago. They already ruined that.
That relationship was ruined 2-3 years ago. That relationship was ruined.
Well, we ain't even talking about y'all right there.
Just like we didn't want to give Debo the money at first. Right? And Debo came up. He unfollowed us. He did all that kind of stuff. I don't want to be out there, all that. And then we gave him the money. And then he was, oh, okay, I'm good. Hey, how y'all doing? I love y'all. I love everybody. I love you, too. I love you. Okay, I love you. Hey, you get a call. Everybody was fine.
He want to stay.
Yeah, Debo had a great season, though. For real, though.
Wait a minute. My baby's still here? Come on.
Yeah, she's still here.
Come on, Mom.
No, I just said, I think Lamar wants to stay. I don't think he wants to leave and go anyplace else. He just wants his money, and I just feel that the Ravens need to go ahead on and pay him. But like somebody else was saying a few minutes ago, if you put him out there and let other people bid on him, then he'll see how much money he can get. And maybe it's not what he think it would be, and he would you know, stay where he is.
I think it's going to be what he thinks. I think his money is going to be what he thinks it is, seriously. There's always someone willing to overpay, always, always.
Mm-hmm.
They look at him, they look at
his
talent, and they say, the Ravens can match it, but the teams look at Lamar and his talent, and they say, we can make that work. We can make that work. And then let's not forget, Lamar wasn't hurt at the end of the season. He just chose to not play.
Exactly.
He just chose to not play. So,
well, he was hurt.
I thought he was hurt.
I know, but if we can get Lamar to start playing his game and stop playing everybody else's thing, you know, just be a quarterback. We just need him to be a quarterback, not a running back, not a anything else. Just be a running back. I mean, a quarterback, and I think he'll be fine.
They
got to put some pieces around too, Mama.
You can't put him out there with them wide receivers and expect him to
do
that.
No,
they
got to definitely put some better wide receivers.
Hey, but can we agree to what?
It only takes one dummy, so the Raiders, anybody could step into the fray and mess it up. And don't forget, this stuff carries over season after season. Go to Green Bay and look at that relationship between Gunquist and A-Rod and how toxic it became. Even though they paid him eventually, look at how bad that got.
He still won out. Yeah. He about to go to the Jets. But,
can we say that the
when
Browns
you look at a guy like
when they
When the Browns did that,
they did something that no one has did. Gave them astrophysical them numbers. You know what I mean? So whole league, the owners are mad at the Brown owner because the Brown owner is a new owner. You know, he got desperate. Hey, shine out that dang it, let me get that carrot. And the mother owner's like, man, what are you doing? We don't pay them that much, you. But you done broke the bank now. You done let Pandora box open. So, and Lamar, like you said, he deserves that. So, but it's gonna be interesting, man. It's gonna be very interesting. But
the
Atlanta Browns were selling dope in the suburbs. They came back to the hood trying to get the same price.
And they ain't did nothing since they gave him that money.
Yeah, and he ain't half as good as those two quarterbacks that y'all named just now.
Yep.
Yeah.
He can't see over nobody. Yeah. He always hurt. He's not that accurate. He's like a 70% accuracy rate? Like, come on.
He's not Geno Smith. He's not Geno Smith.
Well,
he's
like Lamar Bettis.
Geno got that.
We get so caught up in watching Lamar.
Yes.
They got so caught up for 3 years watching Lamar Jackson do the things that he does that they didn't add the other pieces that they needed. Like Mom Betty said, they just really need him to be quarterback and run if it's necessary, but not be the focal part of your offense where you're running all the time. I agree with Mom Betty on that. I think she 100% correct.
I think he's worth that money with the running.
Yeah.
I don't take the running off the table. I think that's an asset. But we got to remember, Buscemi and the Ravens, they got burnt on the Joe Flacco deal, and I think that made them a little gun-shy about handing out these deals.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, you guys, we're going to have to end it right there. I'm sorry. We're going to pick it back up on Thursday. Mom Beth, you got the last word.
Hold up. One minute. Let Kirby say something, because Kirby been sitting there holding all this time.
Come on, Kirby.
Okay. I just want y'all to know that Kel called me a jackass. He always called me that.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Kirby.
I tell you what, lady was right on the spot there with her comment about Lamar. That was a perfect answer. You know, find out what other teams see what his value is. But I tell you what, I'm really excited about the combine. I watched the whole thing, and there's a lot of talent there. I mean, Lord have mercy. Big, fast, you know, guys, great big guys running fast, you know. It's,
that's what's up. Hey, Kirby, I hate to do it, we're up against it, Kirby. We're up against it now. So save that for Thursday. Save that for Thursday,
okay.
And I want to hear all your comments. All right. Come on, Tree. I'm sorry.
DMV Kale would like to thank, DMV Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us at Kale's Corner on Instagram and Facebook. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Sorry for being up against the clock, you guys, but I love you guys so very much. Kale, you have the last word.
Hey, great show as usual. Sorry, my Betty, I apologize. I truly, truly apologize for not letting you get yours in. But we love you. We love you, and I'm going to say it again. Happy anniversary, because I texted and I didn't get to say it. Happy anniversary to you and yours, and I really mean this. We appreciate you guys for being the example of what love, determination, and sticking with each other means. I thank you wholeheartedly for that. And you guys, if you love them, they already know. If they don't, love on them so they know. That's all I got to say. I'm ready to watch these Wizards and these Pistons, and we'll be at y'all Thursday, 5 o'clock. Go ahead, Tree.
No, Ma. Go ahead, Ma. She wants to say thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We love you. We love you. Keep supporting us. I'm telling you, we love that, and we love you guys. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to roll on out on that one.
Yes.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move ya. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say just like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court, can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me step MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that D to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. My C got locked up, but these girls still know they got some. Give a f- what you say. Short dog with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Your mind is gone. It's laid. You've been wide awake for the last 3 days. It goes down for real. Don't stop. Just keep rolling downhill, crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long, time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my sh** gets around, see the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL, Houston and LA, Axe, Dave Chappelle. Buy my rich, he got it from me, and made $50 million
like me. I come from East Brooklyn where the young kids like me. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.